Children, South Lancaster, Massachusetts, September 16th, 1884. Dear children, I came here yesterday and stopped overnight. Expect to go on the way today to Syracuse. Our meetings in Portland closed with Sunday night, except the morning meeting. Now I wish I could just be left to go back to California to attend the camp meeting in Oakland, the last week of it. But I suppose they will hold on to me. There is the most healthy influence left in the community. The meeting will be there next year. We managed to have Elder Goodrich superseded by Elder S.N. Haskell. This is as it should be. Nothing will be accomplished unless there is someone with broader plans and ideas than they have had for the last 6 years. Our meeting was well attended from first to last, although not one half the efforts were made that might have been and should have been. But everything seemed to be paralyzed in Maine. Everything is done on so small a scale. They cannot get their ideas up. As for Sister Morton, she will never be employed again as a reporter. She is next to nothing. If we could employ Mary Clough, we should see something done. We must educate a reporter to be at all our meetings. We should have two of them at least. It is such a pity that we cannot have first-class reporters to give to the papers the very best points of the subjects, both argumentative and practical. On the ground, I met many old schoolmates and relatives who were delighted to have the privilege of acknowledging their relationship. There are many I might mention, but you will not know whom they are. After I ceased speaking, Elder Weber brought into the tent Lower Carleton, one of the first temperance lecturers in the cause of temperance. He was a noble-looking man, some taller than Father, broad-chested, with as kindly a face as I ever looked upon. He grasped my hand and said that he felt it an honor to take my hand, that a large circle of the first talent in Portland was with him, and that he would express their sentiments as well as his. They had listened to temperance lectures from many able men in all parts of the world, but this was far superior to anything they had ever heard. You, Mrs. White, went to the bottom of things. You have the true platform of temperance. Your presenting tobacco as you did is just what it should be. The tobacco curse is nothing less in its evil effects than the liquor curse. You have put ideas into minds that have never been started there before. He blessed me with weeping eyes and deep, tearful voice, and said he would pray the Lord to spare my life to carry on this work in which I was engaged. I never in all my life had so eloquent a commendation as I received from this man. I scarcely knew what to say. All seemed to regret that the meetings could not hold 1 week longer. I think our people are encouraged with the result of this meeting. Monday morning we held our last meeting. I spoke 15 minutes. Brother Haskell says that 15-minute talk brought from $500 to $1,000 into the treasury. Brother Preston was deeply moved. He took his position on the testimonies and fully with our people to help with his influence and with his means. It was a precious meeting. Sunday, the two tents, joined, were packed, and a wall of people several feet deep was upon the outside. They were held as if spellbound for 1 hour and a half. I felt grateful for the privilege of speaking to the people in Portland. We shall expect to see something done in Maine the coming year. Brother Uriah Smith's discourses are highly appreciated. I never saw him in the place he is in now. Never. He is just delighted and deeply impressed with the subject matter of the book. He is in as great a hurry to see it and have it before the people as we are. The last year's labors are blossoming into fruit. Everywhere the work has been deepening and widening. Received letters from Brother G.I. Butler that Dr. Lay has come out clear. Brother Samson has passed through a fierce battle with the powers of darkness. He is clear on the testimony, and he seems to bear with him the Holy Spirit in a large measure. Elder Butler says the fruits of last year's work, the testimony I bore, can never be fully estimated and the result known until eternity. In much love, Mother. Be sure to not send me a line anywhere in any place, any of you. It might be too great a tax. I rose at 4 o'clock to write. You must come to General Conference, Willie. You are needed. Come to the meeting at Omaha. Mother.